Oh, hey, demagogue. It's the worst demagoguery yet. I called Marsh, Buzz Marsh, to come in and see him because.
Okay, somebody. I'd like to see a few.
Mitchell Handel.
I know. What is it?
I want you to know that at the end of that sentence, this little squirt, because he's so small, he screams. He was meaner to him than he's been anyone, as far as.
Well, he looked like you did the great
but he. Then he got so. Then Mitchell's answers were very calm, cool. Then the lights went out in the committee room. And at one point, Mitchell even said, yeah, in retrospect, maybe he mentioned something about taking everybody out of the White House, along the whole White House staff. So Mitchell says, well, maybe in retrospect, maybe he just should have taken them out, as you suggest, Senator, and tried to find out what happened, or maybe you think he should have just shot all of them.
Is that what Baker suggested, take him out of the White House and find out who was involved?
Trying to force Mitchell into talking about his perception of the presidency. Mitchell stuck to his point that as head of the campaign and as a citizen of this country, the most important thing in his mind was the re-election of this president because of the absolute lack of a confident man.
You don't think we can get a few people to get it? Just for our peace of mind, we got a few key calls, maybe.
Mitchell did tell him was that in every department in this government, an awful lot of people make decisions and they never, and they do not get them up to the present. A lot of them should be gotten up, you know. He really has handled himself beautifully. I think stay calm and cool the way he has.
And well, he's a bigger man.
We could hardly expect him to be a foreign policy.
You always thought that he was, as we talked about Louis also, that he was quite,
well,
a, quite a hot shot.
Baker, no, he was all
and,
of
and,
those.
And he ought to be the leader. Remember, we were trying to get
he thought he ought to be the leader.
This man, they have professional character. I have always felt that.
So he ought to be
the other fault with no character. I know. So he's twice as three times smarter than Brock. Brock has some character.
Well, let me tell you though that Louis did not. Louis helped him out and wanted him to get somewhere because Dirksen had asked him, and he really was fond of Dirksen.
That was it.
He has always himself said that this is a very weak man.
He said that.
Yes, many times to me. Many times. Even when he was trying to help him.
Said he was weak.
The elite, yeah.
You know, a real cougar is a Julie. She was on the she and David at the BBC, and she was in Texas for two events yesterday.
And I wish David would stay off. I wish David would stay off.
Why?
Blake differs with her on the same show. Yeah, just either shut up or not get on the show.
By the way, they could do the issue with different shows then.
No, BBC. He said you should talk, you should speak out right now because of to say the office of presidency. Well, I know, but we're getting mail. Julie ought to quit saying you talk about the dining room and David ought to shut up altogether.
Oh, it makes it more incredible.
She's
doing a hell of a job.
She is, I know. She's a fantastic. They've asked him 35-50 different ways to try to get him to say that he either felt you knew that he had told you, or did he think Alderman or somebody else had told you. He has answered every time he has answered so strongly. And if they ask two or three questions, one says they know which one did you want me to answer. You know, some of the other little kids go in and tell them a whole big story. John just answers what they ask.
Well, John Mitchell knows he was in this office around the very
and he said, that's exactly what he said. He also said that if you had known all of this, that you would have exposed all of this and to have exposed all of this and the country go down the drain by the poor opposition. And I'm not going to say that.
The press, they will keep us for that.
Oh, sure. So that's
we were putting the cover up more important than the election. It didn't make any difference. What the hell were you covering up? The stinky goddamn Watergate.
You know what? Well, that's what he said. They were, you know, if it had been this
no
really
way.
Serious,
you know what the young Republicans, you know what the young Republicans, you heard about their big money that they're putting out. Nobody got ground in the water.
Great.
I just put it down. Have that sort of anonymous way to get around here. Get the young Republicans.
Yeah, a lot of people start. We got some stickers in mailed to me from Ohio. I don't know from who, but saying John Dean got a big mouth. That's what the idea of bumper stickers too. Nobody got round at Margate.
Well,
I guess that
was. Why did you have to realize that it was only the sophisticates of the new guys on the election? Rose. They ran the Dean stories for 8 weeks.
Sure.
They put him on the cover 2 weeks in a row.
Right. They put him on all three networks, and they're putting John Mitchell on one network.
Well, they are.
They're taking turns. Today, NBC had it. Yesterday was ABC. I talked last night about that. I went to a party last night. And I knew there were going to be quite a few Democrats and some weak Republicans. So I wore this presidential seal. And I had a dress cut so it showed. And when I walked in, somebody said, "Thank God you've got the flag flying." Because I didn't want
to. I would say this, and that's a terrible thing about that. Of course, we don't have anybody around. John Mitchell, former attorney general, should be on, but they don't want him to see. They know he's going to be for us until that's that.
They put Dean on off. Now they say, now we've gone back to experimenting again with this.
Yeah. But the thing
that's
is,
what they'll do to Holden Earth.
They put one on three, but I don't know.
Of course, I think they really thought they were going to get such a shake in John Mitchell from the authorities that. I'm surprised they didn't put him on all three networks, thinking they could blow it. And
no, I
know
what happened. That's what happened is that he was probably so good at his 4 hours of private interrogation, they realized he didn't have anything, and they probably called the network and said, "Look, boys, it's all a conspiracy."
They may well have.
The other thing is that the...
Because the New York papers had it listed on all three networks. The Times, as far as you know, the network.
I don't know whether you could maybe might try to do this. Somebody called to remember to say, "Why the hell did you cover Dean?" And just get a few nasty people to call.
You know, Jim Haggerty's office is doing it for the help. Why don't I ask him what happened?
Ask Haggerty and say, "What's the story here?" But tell him we've had over 100 calls on this. You ought to be taking it up. Not bad. The other thing is,
because Mitchell's a much bigger man than Dean. That Dean is really.
But basically, what I'm saying is, they know they shot their big gun and it didn't hit. If you read all the Dean stuff, you see, he was damn. He had to be careful because of possibly perjury, because his immunity does not cover perjury, you see. Uh-huh. His immunity only covers the thing that testifies.
And his immunity doesn't cover anything somebody else tells about.
Matter of fact, what happened here is that they shot their gun. They really thought, I mean, Bill Sapphire was talking to see Ron and he said, you know, the people at the Times and so on. He said, "Well, we almost got the son of a bitch. We couldn't. See what I mean?"
Yeah, Sapphire's doing a great job. Did you see that one he did on Dean?
I heard.
It's in your, yeah, it's in your FYI.
Yeah. Well, I have to
read it. Well, read it. It's your joy. It's funny. It's taking the place of an our topic then.
About what?
Our topic is on vacation, and in fact, I wrote one of his columns. And it's good.
Good. They're paying him enough to receive $5,000 a year. There has a right to do anything else he wants to do with the outside.
Yes, okay.
She deserves. He's smart and capable. Well, we have something to say about Watergate, but it's after they have Mitchell.
That's right. Well, that's what Mitchell has said. Okay. After you've gotten all this out of the way.
He said, well, otherwise, I couldn't have an answer. They say, well, now you didn't cover this. What about this? No more. I was not being talked about once and no more. I'm not going to look at that all. I'm not going to go out there and talk about the war with the wall of Watergate and wring my hands all the time. That's a general point of view among some. Maybe I'm a speech writer.
Well, it isn't Pat Buchanan's idea to go out.
What?
I bet Pat Buchanan doesn't think you ought to go out and wall or
it's the other topic. Sorry, I don't mind. I you see, basically there's a split roads among people.
Well, they
are their own. All of our they're all concerned about the damage this does. They feel that if I act, you don't answer to me. Less or Carson does answer. But in the long run. You've got to hit. You've got one bullet to fire. You better damn well fire it well and hit the mark.
Yeah, and don't fire it after a son of a bitch talk. Fire it after all of them talk. Right. Because I tell you, if I ever see Dean, I'm going to hit it. I really will. I wouldn't be able to pass him without hitting him. And I told everybody I talked to last night that, as a matter of fact, his bringing my name into that, I said he knew the man that, and the only thing I ever did was call and ask him to talk to Dr. Ryland to tell him what to do, you know, whether to go to counsel or what, which was perfectly proper. And so I told these people last night, and also, Dean was still on our staff. He knows that the doctor was indicted, and yet he refused to give the name, so it sounded like a boyfriend almost of mine, and I called back. I told him, Dean was.
He's a very repulsive character. But you see, he's, he wrote a memorandum at Camp David. Which was supposed to be a report to me, and that which he reviewed. He didn't attack the president at all. He made all this up, but they told him, you've got to get the president or you're going to get an interview.
Oh, and we have the other memo?
Well, he was, that's just great to start the other day. When you see the secret service best to get around for them. When I say secret, all the people.
Yeah, he's an evil man.
Well, I think what has happened is he's become basically a degenerate. I'm afraid.
I understand.
I think that he must have done some of these things in an earlier time because he thought it was his job. But he and Magruder are very much alike. They're very different personalities. But they're not hot shots that just want the business for themselves.
Thinking only of himself.
Yeah, it's a very curious thing. I was deep in at different times. Made this, to me, very revealing statement that the reason they didn't want to go to prison is that they feared because they were so good looking and homosexuals.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's something there. I really do. You know, both ways, of course. Corbin Bruder, I understand, has four kids and women.
His wife is pregnant.
Appreciate it.
But poor Magruder is Magruder should never have been brought back. I feel for the kids in the water. But Magruder was a bad man to come on the White House staff. Damn it, everybody in California knew it when he came and they tried to tell our people.
I know. And Dean was on good. They should have
That's right.
Our law firm, a guy who went through that, that should never become counsel for the President of the United States. That's a very credentialed.
Very.
Oh, that's got, the main thing, Rose, is to put on a,
Oh, I am.
Moving ahead, now we're doing the business, and this drives me, the likes of that. Of course, Sarah Kellogg is killing her, right?
Oh, she's awful.
But she's dying now because she's afraid we're going to survive. That's the reason. Not because we're, because of electricity.
And you know that awful fear of glazing those people? They even wrote an article, Rosemary was stained by scandal. That's famous.
Really?
In my newspaper. I haven't gotten a copy of it yet. When I do, I'll see what it says.
Very laser, though.
Oh, she's a terrible woman.
Well, the Republicans, you know, took her. She was over there. I never thought she was in
the Republican. No, she wasn't a Republican. She was, then, even then, she was posing, I think, this time. Remember, she never has written a good word about this administration. Not one good word.
Now I'm at, you want to run into a sapphire, or somebody, maybe for a sapphire.
Run into a few, we've got sapphire, garlic.
That's right.
Chocolate.
But a glazier rose for a guy who can come run a little kite every time you see her.
She's
down. She's Candy Stroud, and poor.
And they're sick little bunch.
But there's fabulous in our teams.
Well, I say, that Helen Thomas is the worst thing to watch. You know, well, we go to things like Kansas City, and you see her just pushing everybody in the crowd out of her way, and she's just a beast.
Also, she's out there wearing slacks.
Uh-huh. Looks awful. Pushes everything around.
She's pushing people. She
well, then she shouldn't be able to play with a plane wearing slacks.
Pushing herself up, and so forth, and so on.
Well, she's...
I don't know where they all
yeah, Jim Rogers called and told me that
that's very sick.
Well, he's in a critical state now.
Sure.
But that it meant so much for Pat and
okay.
Girl. And I'm going to call Pat and tell her, too, that it was exactly the right day. The next day he went, he had to go, they knew he had to go to get another blood transfusion. But now he's home and he's so sedated. But when he was not sedated, he's talked off and on about, well, he's even talked about getting a gun. But he has also talked about the fact that he was born a Catholic, has a practice.
Oh, yeah.
And so Jill called a priest that she knew because it was obviously something that was, you know, bothering him. And she said this priest was apparently a very, very nice, nice person. And Matt said, oh, well, no priest will want to come, you know, because I don't know. The priest came, and he and Matt hit it off beautifully. And she said that...
Well, can't they give him the last rites if he says the rites?
He did. Oh, sure. But she said that Matt then got out some kind of a beautiful old cross that his mother had had, and has it up by the bed. And she said, there's a great difference. The calm.
He's ready to die.
Uh-huh. So... he's a gutsy guy who came back here for that inauguration, had a good time, and never let on. And, you know, he laughed. And he's never yet admitted, really.
He's always had such fun. He's always so nice. He had a few more of the same. Not that much more. He always had dolls for girls.
Well, there you go.
I know you get the calls and the rest.
Oh, but.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? But there's. But I think that you're losing a lot of friends.
Look, most of the people I get are friends. But Bob Gray was at the party last night. In fact, he gave it to Mrs. McCormick, who was in town. And he has always told me that I should go to more parties because I'm always up. And I'm always. And nobody. You know, just, yeah, even Brian Reed was there last night, and I said to him, he came back into the they look at the extra stuff, back into the bar and say, goodbye to me, and you know that so-and-so is wearing, you know, contact lenses. Remember the thick glasses he used to have to wear? He has contact lenses and so forth, and I said, goodbye, you know, he's being so for, and I said, you know, someday you'll get back where you belong. You know, we won't want it, but nobody will want it. We belong to
it. Well, that discouraged me, Rose, and how our babies we've done about it.
I'm going to call my friend as well.
Right, not that. I had some people after I had a large call in the waiter's office. You're shocked at this man. You've got three girls in there.
Well, I'll have her and I'll have some other people. Yeah, we'll take people to call.
Yeah, just call up and say this is my shocking performance. And we've thought all of them this time. You've lost us. I'm sure you finally let a message to the senator, you know.
Yep.
Thank you.